What is up, my peeps, and welcome to episode number 15 of Something Lit with me, DJ Hunter. Another episode that is heavy on the sound effects, so if that's your thing, then I'm telling you, you have come to the right place, because we got quite a bit of them for you here today, and it is some really cool audio that I made that I'm really anxious to check out, because I'll be hearing it for the first time with you guys. I planned it like that on purpose. It is not a lack of planning, but rather a strategy so that I can find out what is in this. So today on the show, two things that we have done kind of come together a little bit. And they're also kind of reversed, which is kind of funny. We're going to kick things off with a recording from the outside mics. And then I have a mystery recording. I knew I wanted to do a podcast today, and I just didn't know what to podcast about, I guess. So then out of nowhere, it starts thundering, and then I get all excited. I'm like, oh, I can put the outside mics out. It's gonna be awesome. But then I realized that rain was in the picture, and I knew that it probably might be. So I got a little bit of an outside mics recording, and that's what we're going to hear first. Pretty self-explanatory, especially if you have heard this type of content before. And then after that, we're going to hear the indoor take on the thunderstorm. Don't worry, it's not the same. It's not the same indoors and outdoors, because when the storm first started, I had the mics outside. And I'm like, oh my God, it's probably going to rain. I better take these out. But I ended up putting the mics, because it's a really fancy recording device with five microphones. And I ended up putting it in a position where it's facing the window. So we're going to hear that after. But first and foremost, let's check out this outdoor recording of the thunderstorm. It's the beginning stages of it. Let's hear it right here on Something Lit. That is about the time where I started the indoor one, and I'm really anxious for the indoor one because I'm gonna treat it the same way I've treated other mystery recordings in the past, such as the last episode of the show that we did, the 10th, and yeah, those are the other two that have had it. And what I did for those is I was in a parking lot, and well, I wasn't. I was shopping, but I left the fancy recording device with 5 mics in the car while I was gone, and took the recording to the studio, put it in the podcast app, and reacted to it. I just wanted to see what was in this. So I did commentary, and I'm going to do that here too. I completely shut the mic off for the outdoor one, but the outdoor recordings always tend to speak for themselves. Pretty cool. But this is what happened after I closed the window, went downstairs to eat dinner, and while I was eating dinner was when the storm started to kind of tone down a little bit, and there was a little bit of thunder after, but nothing too exciting. I'm really anxious to see how it is. I'm going to be analyzing several things as far as when things happened, all the way down to audio, how I did with the audio work, because I don't even know that. I don't know anything about this recording. I just know that it's right here, and I am going to play it right now, and my mic will be off for the most part, except for when I'm doing commentary, so that way you can kind of get the full and complete idea. This is everything that happened right here in my bedroom / studio from an indoor perspective while Mother Nature was having a bit of a party, as she apparently still is. But these I'm using the Apple earbuds, the earpods, so they don't really pick up sound beyond what is around there. Whoa, that was a big one. Anyways, there's some more. There's a lot more big ones coming up in this recording, because this recording was for the most of it. What I'm getting right now at time of speaking to you guys is the leftovers. So let's go ahead and see exactly what this recording is like. I know the first thing you're going to hear, right after I hit the record button, rain started, which explains why I put the mics indoors, because I don't want this recording device getting wet. So right after I hit the record button, the rain started. And then you hear my door. I closed my door, so that way you get more of an honest interpretation of the sound effects and all that. If you hear anything from downstairs, it's just what might have come up here through the vent that's in my wall that has something to do with our furnace. That's how heat gets up here, but it's right into the living room. I don't think you'll hear too much from there though, because the mics were really high up. It was on the windowsill. Anyways, I'm done rambling. Let's hear this. See, there's my voice, but I'm walking downstairs at this point, so I'm like fading out. You're mainly hearing rain and traffic. Oh, there's thunder. Why can you hear me speaking? Clear as day, I remember this conversation and everything. Oh my gosh. I hope I didn't say anything too embarrassing. Oh my god. Yeah, I definitely know I'm talking to my mom at this point. Oh gosh, this is Man, this recording device does its job and does it well. It's doing too good. It's doing way too good at its job. Oh my gosh. Again, mind you, I'm on the first floor of the house right now, and it's picking me up as if I were in the next room. Wow. Man, I will never underestimate the power of that particular recording device again. Man, wow. Apart from that, though, this recording ain't half bad so far. I wish I knew it was gonna pick up my voice as clear as day, or I would have done better positioning. Oh, what's this? Okay, I swear I said more stuff at this point to Mom, but I must have been, I can't remember exactly where I was when this happened, but I had to have been on the staircase by this time, or by the time you heard me speaking as clear as day. Because I know that I wasn't on there for the whole time, because I sat in the living room with my dog for a bit. I was pretty active during all this. So the fact that it was picking me up like that doesn't make a lot of sense. It didn't at first, but now it kind of does if I was still kind of on the staircase, which is still pretty impressive, because you would think, if you were here, if you were at my house, and you heard my mom or my dad or even me on the staircase with the door closed, you'd hear it very faint. You might be able to hear what we're saying if you listen closely, but oh, definitely not as clear as what you heard back there. Wow. Man. Well, if I ever decide to enter the art of ghost hunting, I know what recording device to use, that's for sure. Man, this is interesting. Anyways, I'm anxious to see what else is in this recording and if any other speech can be heard. I know you're hearing, I'm definitely hearing too, my computer was on. So you might be hearing the cooling fan, which was on as well, because that thing tends to, oh, here we go. See, that's the beauty of this. If this is your first time listening to it, you're finding out these things just as the host is finding them out, just as if I were a YouTube reactor guy. Some of the really thick raindrops are padding down in a way that kind of makes a really weird rhythm, like Mother Nature beatboxing. I will now never think of Mother Nature the same again after I said that. Oh, there's a bit of me. Mind you, the window is closed as well. All the outdoor stuff you're hearing as if it were outdoors, that's just because these mics, like we have found out and like I've stated again and again, these are five of the sensitivest mics I've ever seen. I literally hear the sounds of mom making dinner. And me talking to mom again. I only had like one word. I heard so. There you go. There's what our voices sound like. I don't know what I said, but, my voice cracked. Which, I don't get why that still happens! I'm 20, bro. Why is this still happening? And yeah, like I said, any of the downstairs sounds that you hear are most likely coming up through into my room where the mics were. And still are, because I have the thing right here. But it's all just coming out. It's coming through that tube in the wall that's used for furnace heating. It's pretty cool that it's picking it up like that. Like I said, I know what to use. That was the really good one I heard while I was down there. And I just... I got done with that piece of commentary right before it hit. I wish I didn't commentate at all in that, like, 30 seconds that we could have heard that one. I was anxious to see how that one came out, and I got my answer, but... yeah, that was a good one. I knew this wasn't going to be a terribly long episode, but most of the storm has probably done the most of its thing by this point in the recording. The reason it's still going is to fuel my curiosity, because there's another thing coming up that I'm really kind of anxious to see how it came out via this indoor mics thing I just did. Which is why I haven't really been commentating too much, because I'm anxious to see how this piece of it happens. And it's happening. I remember that conversation. I heard a few words from it. I'm like, yep. Wow. I'm never underestimating the power of that. What you just heard a bit ago was my mom's Apple TV, of all things. Clear as day. Can I just say, why the heck would someone be taking their motorcycle out in a thunderstorm? You heard that back there, didn't you? That was crazy. I can't be imagining it. That's the other thing I want to analyze, that is what I mentioned, is how that train passing is captured. So I'm not going to do any more commentary for a couple minutes. I want to hear this. Oh, it's not happening yet. But it will. So like a couple times, like it starts to come through and then it doesn't. The trains that come by here are weird. Is that it? What is that? Oh, I think I know what that might be. I think the train might have been vibrating something on the windowsill when it passed. That's what that is. Bro, that is trippy. It's basically a bunch of this until I come back upstairs. So let's fade this out tremendously. Yeah, that's how it's done. Anyway, guys, that was pretty cool. It was short, but it was awesome. That was a really cool. I've always wanted to work with thunderstorm recordings here on this podcast. And I've tried to make them before, but they never turn out good. Today was my day, and it's awesome. It's awesome. This has been episode number 15 of Something Lit with me, DJ Hunter. Before I end the show, I want to give a shout out to three friends that I made in the past 24 hours: Kayla, Izzy, and Kat. What is up, you guys? You guys are awesome, and I have y'all's back. And if anybody tries to mess with y'all, I'ma kick their ass. Anyways, I'm DJ Hunter. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Feel free to let me know what you thought of this. And if you have ideas for future podcasts, you can hit me up on Twitter, which is at Hunter_Wilbur. Or if you are using the Anchor app to listen to this, you can use the comment box below. And those will go right to me. So I'll see them right as they come in. You know what's up. Remember that those who dare to fail greatly can achieve greatly. I'll see you guys on the next show. Until then, everybody. Peace.